Welcome back to A Book A Day podcast. I've got this book with me, which is called Kingdom's End and Other Stories by Sadat Hasan Manto. And I've already narrated two of the short stories from the book. Another short story that I'm going to narrate, it's called Free For All. And this is going to be the final story from this series. And if you like these stories, or if you want to check more of Sadat Hasan Manto's works, you can pick the book and read these stories. So, let's begin the story called Free For All by Sadat Hasan Manto. In every city, town, and village of the newly independent state, word went forth that anyone found begging on the street would be sent to jail. Arrests began immediately, causing a lot of public joy because the curse of beggary had at last been abolished. Only the wandering minstrel Kabir was grief-stricken. "What is the matter with you, weaver?" Because that is what he was by caste, asked the citizens. "I'm sad because cloth is woven with two threads. One runs horizontally, the other vertically. The arrests are horizontal, but feeding the hungry is vertical. How are you going to weave this fabric?" A refugee from India, a lawyer by profession, was given ownership of 200 abandoned handlooms. Kabir passed that way and began to weep. "Are you crying because I've been given what by right should have been yours?" asked the lawyer. "No, what made me cry was the knowledge that these looms will never weave cloth again, because you will sell the thread for a profit. You have no patience with the clickety-clack of a loom, but that noise is a weaver's only reason to live." On the street, a man was turning the printed leaves of a book into paper bags. Kabir picked one up, and as he began to read the print, tears welled up in his eyes. "What troubles you?" the astonished bag maker asked. "Inscribed on the paper out of which you have fashioned these bags is the mystic poetry of the blind Hindu saint Bhagat Sur Das," answered Kabir. The bag maker didn't know any Hindi, but he did know that in his native Punjabi, Sur Das did not mean the blind devotee, but a pig. "How can a pig be a saint?" he said. One of the most magnificent buildings in the city was adorned with a statue of the Hindu goddess of a good fortune, Lakshmi. However, the new occupants, refugees from across the border, had covered it with an ugly length of cloth made from jute fiber. Kabir saw it and began to cry. "Our religion forbids idolatry," they told him. "Does it not forbid the degradation of beauty?" Kabir asked. A general was addressing his troops. "We are short of food because our crops have been destroyed, but there's no cause for anxiety. My soldiers will fight the enemy on empty stomachs." Slogans of the impending victory were raised. "My valiant general," Kabir asked, "who will fight hunger?" "Dear brothers in faith, grow beards, shave off your sinful whiskers and wear your trousers as ordained, an inch above the ankle. Dear sisters in faith, don't paint your faces and cover yourselves with a veil. That is the divine command." Tears came to Kabir's eyes. He said, "You have neither brother nor sister, And your beard is not black, but dyed. Don't you like to show your white hair? Then a heated intellectual argument was in progress. Art for art's sake. Nonsense. Art for life. To hell with you. To hell with you and your Stalin. Shut up. Today, art is another form of propaganda. To hell with the reactionaries of the world and their Flauberts and Baudelaires. Kabir once again began to weep. He's undergoing a bourgeoisie trauma, said one of the intellectuals. No, Kabir said, I weep because I want you to understand what art is for. He is a proletariat joker. No, he is a bourgeoisie clown. A new law was proclaimed requiring the city's prostitutes to get married within 30 days. When Kabir looked at their ravaged and anxiety-ridden faces, he wept. A religious leader said to him, "Why do you weep, my good man?" "Who will find them husbands?" Kabir asked. The religious leader began to laugh. It was the funniest thing he had ever heard. A politician was addressing a crowd. "My dear brothers, our greatest problem is the recovery of our women abducted by our enemies across the border. If we do nothing, I fear they will all end up in the prostitutes' quarter. We must save them from this fate. I call on you to take them into your homes. When you next think of a match for a member of your family, you should bear these unfortunate creatures in mind." When Kabir heard these words, he wept inconsolably. "Look at this good man," the leader told the crowd. How deeply my appeal has moved him." "No, your call did not move me," Kabir said. "I wept because I know that you have remained unmarried because you haven't yet found a rich bride." "Throw this lunatic out," the crowd hissed. Muhammad Ali Jinnah, the father of the nation, died. The country went into mourning. Everyone went around with black armbands. Kabir watched them in silence with tears rolling down his cheeks. So much cloth for so many armbands. It could have covered the hungry and the naked, he said to the mourners. "You are a communist," they said. "You are a filth columnist. You are a traitor to Pakistan." And for the first time, Kabir laughed that day. He said, "But my friends, I'm wearing no armband, black, green or red." So that's the end of this story. And you might have noticed in all the three stories that I've narrated and another famous story that I previously narrated sometime, probably a year or two back, it was called Toba Tek Singh. These short stories were written after India-Pakistan partition and when Manto had moved to Pakistan. And you find that sense of grief, sense of regret regarding partition. And it's coming out in sometimes in form of satires, sometimes dark humor, sometimes just pure horror, violence. But that's the Manto we are talking about after the partition. If you go back to the early years, 1930s or early 1940s, you find a different Manto. He was also quite close to many Bollywood celebrities of the time. And he was writing stories, sometimes dark stories, about life in Bombay. So that's another aspect. Although still kind of pulp fiction, dark fiction, but quite different, you would say. when you compare it with the latest stories that I've just narrated in the last three episodes. And I hope you have enjoyed these stories. And in so many ways, how the relationship between these two countries has panned out, these stories, they still remain relevant. They still make you laugh. And they are worth reading and revisiting again and again. So I hope you'll get time to read them and you'll enjoy reading all his works. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening.